Now we start the final halachas of this volume of Likutei Halachas, of which there's only a few pages, and this is Hilchas Kriyas Shema al Hamito, which to some people, unfortunately, is a minor detail, one of the most minor details of the day, which they're saying it when their brain has already totally shut down and their body is pretty much shut down, and their mind is in a billion different places, and they just, some people know, realize that this is something they have to do before they go to sleep, and they mumble some kind of a Kriyas Shema or something, and either in middle of it or towards the end of it, they're out cold. And you ask the person next morning, how is your Kriyas Shema Lamita? And I say, what? You could ask me, how was the steak I had for dinner? Or how was the ball game that I had? Or how? But the Kriyas Shema Lamita, I really wouldn't know. It's one of those things that hopefully, I think I said it, Kabbalistically, and al pi chassidus, it's one of the major, major, major events of the day. And that's the protection that a person has going into sleep, going into the section of night, which is a major section of a person's life, when the neshama is being rejuvenated. Very, very big things in the Gemara, and especially in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. We'll see what Rav Nosson Zal is going to reveal on this. Halacha Aleph. Al pi hamaymar bekorav alay mareim. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 36 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Ayin sham kol hamaymar. Study that chapter on Likutei Moran, and then you'll have a good introduction to this halacha. Rav Nosson Zal, in the first paragraph, as usual, is going to review it for us in short. Vaklal, to summarize what it says there. Ki kol nefesh miYisrael hu mushrash b'shivim nefesh shel Beis Yaakov. Every single Jew is based, every single Jew's neshama and is based in the 70 basic nefashos of Beis Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us b'shivim nefesh yardu avosei Mitzrayim. The total klal Yisrael at that time was 70 nefashos. V'heim Mushroshim b'shivim ponim shel Torah, and those 70 basic nefashos are rooted in the 70 explanations of the Torah, the 70 facets of the Torah. V'zeh l'umasen, corresponding to the klal Yisrael and the Torah, opposing us, you have shivim lashon, the 70 nations, the 70 languages of the world. V'da, and Rabbi Nizal tells us there that each one of those 70 nations is uniquely outstanding in some midah ra, in some bad characteristic. And then Rabbi Nizal says there, but there's one ra that's kolel all 70. V'da shetayvas niyuf hu klolius midos rois shel shirim loshem. The illicit desire for relations is a composite of all the midos rois of all 70 nations. That's a composite of all the ra of all the midos rois put together. Ubishvil ze dorshu chazal v'lo yisasuru achrei lavavchem v'achrei einechem al taivas niyuf. And this is why the Gemara tells us in Kriya Shema that a person should not be turned away, allow his heart to turn him away, chas shalom from Hashem, or his eyes. And the Gemara says his eyes refers to taivas niyuf. Machmas shehi klolius midoro shel midos rois shel shivim loshon. Because this is a composite of all the midos rois of all 70 nations. That's the I. Ayin means I. Ayin is also 70. Shmiras einayim, which is the beginning of tikkun abris, of breaking taivas niyuf, is the tikkun of the ayin, that which is kolel the ra of all 70 nations. V'da ki tikkun shel hirhurei znus shebol odom sheyoymar shma uboruch shem. Rabbein is on that chapter in the Kutumaran tells us that when a person is being attacked by thoughts, illicit thoughts of znus, one of the best ways to combat that is by reciting Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy. Those first two psukim, those 12 words. Ki taivas niyuv hibo me'achiras damen. Because taivas niyuv comes from a defectiveness in the blood of the person, a spoilage in the blood. Shehi malchus de sitrachra, which is symbolized by the malchus of the sitrachra, of tuma. Umalchus de shmayo hi bebechinas gvirto, isha yiras Hashem. Whereas the Malchus Shamayim, the Malchus of Kedusha, is referred to as the master. The Torah speaks about the master and the maidservant. The woman who is the master and her maidservant. And the Torah speaks about Shivcha Kisirash Givirto, that sometimes the maidservant tries to overtake her master. As in the case of Sarah Imenu, the outstanding classic example of this is Sarah, the wife of Avram Avinu, and her maid Hagar. Even though her maid originally came from Malchus, she was actually the daughter of Paro. And she had a choice to marry different princes and kings. And she said, better to be a maid by Avraham than to be a princess or a queen by somebody else. She realized that to a degree, that the malchus of the Sitra Achra is garbage. It's a joke. It's make-believe. The Malchus of Kedusha is the real Malchus. But within the real Malchus, there's a concept of Gevira and Shifcha. And each one has to know their place. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the Malchus Shamayim is referred to as the Gvirto, the Isha Yiras Hashem, Shehi Bechinas Yam Shel Shloimoi She'omedes Al Shnei Mosar Bokor, Shnei Mosar Shifteko. This is also symbolized by the mikvah that Shlomo HaMelech had in the Beis HaMikdash, which was called Yam Shel Shlomo, which was carried on 12 oxen. Shnei Mosar Bokor, those 12 oxen correspond to the 12 Shvotim, who carry the Malchus of Kedusha. Malchus, one of the numbers that represents Malchus is the number 12, the Yud Bei Shvatim. There's a pasuk Yisrael, Mam Shaloisav. The Jewish people are the kingdom of Hashem. Who are the Jewish people? The 12 tribes, the Yud Bei Shvatim. Corresponding to them, we have the 12 words in the Shema, which are called Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, where we're accepting the yoke of the kingdom of Hashem upon us. Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa, this number 12, the 12 Shvatim. U'kishe'odah mekabal alav oil malchus shamayim be'ilu ha'psukim, and when a Jew is zeicher to say these two psukim, Shema and Baruch Shem, with kavana, whereby he's accepting upon himself the kingdom of Hashem, she'koyleil es nishmosay b'shnei mosar shifteko, and when he's saying that, he has in mind that I want to plug into the 12 tribes, I want to reawaken my kesher to the Yud Bei Shiftei Ko, umafrish es nishmasoi mi nishmas erev rav haboy meisha zayna, and I want to detach myself, unplug myself from the erev rav, who come from the isha zayna. They come from the other woman, from the other side, from the shivcha. Shehi shivcha bisha, she is the evil maiden. Shehi bechinas mipnei sora givirti anoichi barachas. As the pasuk says, when Hagar ran away from Sarah, and the Malach said to her, why are you here? She said, I ran away from Sarah Gevirti. Shehataivo boyurachas v'nefredes mimeno. When the Malach Sidusha is strong, when Sarah is strong, Hagar runs away from her. The Malach the Sitrachra runs away from her. These bad thoughts run away from the person. Ki b'shnei psukim elu shehem shma u'baruch shem, Yesh Shnei Moser Tevois, Keneged Shnei Moser Shiftei Ko. These two psukim have exactly 12 words corresponding to the 12 tribes. V'arboim v'teisha oisius, and they have exactly 49 letters in them. Keneged arboim v'teisha oisius shebeshem oish shiftei ko, corresponding to the 49 letters in the names of the Shvatim. Reuven Shimon Levi, exactly 49 letters. And when a person says this with kavana, when he accepts upon himself the malchus of kedusha, nichlal nishmosay begashmi benishmoy shifteko, he's plugging his neshama into the 12 tribes. Bechinas isha yiras Hashem, he's connecting with the malchus of kedusha, which is called isha yiras Hashem. Sarah means sar, malchus, leadership, kingdom. She lived 127 years, corresponding to the 127 countries that the rulers, those who ruled the world, ruled over 127 countries. She represents Malchus Tikdusha, Malchus Bishlemus. Azai, Hibachinas, Zgira, Seinaim. So, 1 second. When a person is accepting a Malchus Shemaim upon himself, Azai, Hibachinas, Zgira, Seinaim, Bishas Kriyashma. We know that when a person says Shema Baruch Shem, they're supposed to close their eyes. Lahoyrois Shai de Kabbalah so Malchus Shemaim who bebechinas Ulimto Shapirto the last line to show that at the time that I'm doing this Kabbalah so Malchus Shemaim, I'm connecting with that beautiful maiden that has no eyes. This is one of the names of the Shechina in the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh refers to the Shechina, the Malchus, as Ulimto Shapirto the last line a beautiful maiden without eyes. Allies means this, these closed eyes. One symbol of it is a Jew saying Shema with his eyes closed. Shehi hataiva shekoileles hamidos roes shel shirim loshem. And again, this is referring to the concept of tikkun habris, shmiras habris, which begins from shmiras einayim, closing one's eyes, which is the concept of combating the taiva, which is koilel all midos roes of all 70 nations. Ukshebo lehizgalos haTorah, Rabbi Nizal says there, when a Jew is zeichet to hizgalos haTorah, to reveal Torah that he didn't know earlier, nase meha hizgalos nishamos chadoshos lechol echod lefi bechinosoi tfisosoi. When a person is zeichet to reveal new portions of Torah, new sections of Torah, then there's also a revelation of new nishamos. Each and every single person experiences that on their level. Ki haTorah yesh lo shnei koichos, because we know the Torah has two powers, life and death. V'zehu klal gadol, and this is a major rule in Yiddishkeit, in life. Ki mipi elyon v'teitze haro ki im er poshut, that from Hashem there never comes forth anything bad. Hashem does not send down anything bad. From Hashem comes forth only Oyer Poshut, simple light, with no constrictions at all, with no definitions at all. The light is undefined when it originates from Hashem. It's only when it comes down to this world, then it starts taking on a form. It could take on a form of Chesed or a form of Gvura, a form of Toiv or Chas v'Shalom the opposite. Ach lefi bechinas hakli hamekabel es ha'or, kein nitztayer ha'or b'sochay. It's based on the vessel that's receiving the light. That's what formats the light to take on its shape and form, you know, in every way. V'ze bechinas hinei borech lokachti, uberech v'lo yashiveno. Rabbi Nizal, that chapter in the Kodimam, ties this into the story of Bilam, who wanted to curse the Jews. He wanted to draw light from Hashem and to twist it into a klola, and Hashem didn't let him do it. Hashem changed all the norms, and Hashem formatted the light upstairs already before it came down into Bilam's hands, so he couldn't do anything to it. He couldn't format it the way he wanted to, in a sense. And Rabbi Nizal explains it there on these words, borech lokachti, borech has a komatz under the bays, berech has a tsere under the bays. Rabbi Nizal there explains how this is the concept of Kometz refers to the light of Keser, unformatted light, and Berech Tzere means Letzayer, something that's already formed, Tziur. Ve'ikar tikun ushleimus hakli, hu al yedei shmira sabris. The main way that a person is successful in preparing a vessel, and a perfect vessel, a good vessel, a perfect vessel, is through shmira sabris, by being pure in items that pertain to between the relationship between men and women. And when a person is zoche to real shmira sabris, that's when a person is able to receive light from Hashem and to format it into bracha. Ayin shom kol ze heite. Study this chapter on Likutei Moharan well to have a good foundation with which to be able to understand what Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain in this halacha.